Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Ninar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mastering Private Equity, Transformation via Venture Capital, Minority Investments, and Buyouts by Claudia Zeisberger. Frames private equity as a set of investment approaches united by an ownership mindset and a focus on value creation. Building on widely discussed industry practices, the book positions private markets as an engine for transforming companies from early-stage venture-backed growth to minority stakes in established firms and full buyouts with operational change. Zeisberger is known for making complex PE concepts accessible, and this title emphasizes how deals are sourced, structured, governed, and improved over a holding period before exit. Readers are guided through the logic that underpins return generation, choosing the right strategy, aligning incentives, strengthening leadership and processes, managing risk, and planning credible exit pathways. Rather than treating private equity as a single monolithic model, the book highlights differences in capital needs, control rights, and value creation levers across venture capital, minority investing, and buyouts. It is written for professionals, students, and informed readers seeking a structured view of how private equity transforms businesses and produces investor outcomes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, private equity as a value creation system, not just financial engineering. A central theme is that private equity outcomes depend on deliberate value creation plans that extend beyond leverage or market timing. The book presents private equity as a disciplined process. Define a clear investment thesis, assess a company's starting position, identify operational and strategic opportunities, and implement change through active ownership. This includes understanding how governance, board composition, and performance metrics shape managerial behavior and decision speed. It also emphasizes that value creation is multidimensional. Revenue growth, margin expansion, capital efficiency, working capital discipline, and sometimes business model repositioning. Readers learn how these levers are linked to deal underwriting, so that the price paid and the capital structure reflect achievable improvements rather than optimistic assumptions. The topic also clarifies why private equity firms build specialist capabilities, such as operating partners, sector expertise, and transformation playbooks. By treating ownership as a mechanism to drive accountability and focus, the book explains how PE sponsors aim to reduce agency problems and execute change that public market structures may struggle to deliver. The result is a coherent picture of PE as an intervention model for companies facing growth challenges, operational gaps, or strategic inflection points. Secondly, venture capital, scaling innovation under uncertainty. The venture capital portion focuses on how investors back young companies where uncertainty is high and traditional financial histories are limited. The book explains how VC investing relies on staged financing, milestone-based progress, and portfolio construction to manage risk, acknowledging that a small number of winners often drive overall returns. It highlights what investors typically look for: large addressable markets, defensible differentiation, credible founding teams, and scalable unit economics, while recognizing that early narratives must later translate into operational execution. Governance in VC is portrayed as influence with selective control, using board participation, investor rights, and supportive networks to help companies recruit talent, refine strategy, and professionalize processes. The topic also addresses dilution, option pools, and the trade-offs between raising capital for speed versus preserving ownership. Importantly, it frames exits as an integral part of the VC equation, with outcomes shaped by market cycles, strategic buyer interest, and public listing conditions. Readers gain a structured understanding of how venture capital differs from buyouts in time horizon, information availability, and value creation tools, while still sharing the core premise of active ownership and transformation. Thirdly, minority investments, influencing outcomes without full control. Minority investments occupy a distinctive space where investors seek attractive returns while not owning a controlling stake. The book explains how this strategy depends on carefully negotiated rights, alignment mechanisms, and partnership dynamics with founders, families, or corporate owners. Because the sponsor cannot unilaterally replace management or dictate strategy, the investment case often rests on collaboration, credibility, and a shared growth agenda. Key elements include governance frameworks, board representation, veto rights on major decisions, information rights, and pre-agreed pathways for liquidity such as buyback clauses, tag-along and drag-along provisions, or structured exit windows. The topic highlights how minority deals can be used to fund expansion, acquisitions, digital transformation, or international growth, while leaving day-to-day control with the existing leadership. It also explores the risk of misalignment, where differing time horizons or risk appetites can undermine value creation, making upfront diligence on stakeholders and culture particularly important. readers come away understanding that minority investing is not a softer version of buyouts, but a separate toolkit where contract design, relationship management, and targeted operational support are critical to achieving transformational outcomes. Fourthly, buyouts, control, operational change, and disciplined capital structures. The buyout topic focuses on acquiring a controlling stake to execute a transformation plan with greater decisiveness. The book outlines how buyouts typically involve a blend of equity and debt, but places emphasis on disciplined capital structure design, using leverage to amplify returns only when cash flows, resilience, and downside protection support it. Readers are guided through the logic of buyout value creation, including professionalizing management, optimizing pricing and procurement, improving working capital, upgrading systems, and sharpening strategic focus. Governance is framed as a key advantage of control investing, enabling faster decision-making, clearer accountability, and more consistent execution against a 100-day plan and longer-term roadmap. The book also addresses the importance of avoiding over-reliance on multiple expansion and instead building returns through operational improvements and strategic repositioning. Attention is given to risk management, including covenant considerations, refinancing options, scenario planning, and the consequences of macro shocks on leveraged businesses. By explaining how buyouts translate a thesis into measurable initiatives and governance routines, this topic clarifies why some sponsors consistently outperform through repeatable operational playbooks rather than one-off deal-making. Lastly, lifecycle discipline, sourcing, due diligence, governance, and exit planning. Another important topic is the full investment lifecycle, from origination to exit, showing how each stage influences ultimate performance. The book describes sourcing as a strategic capability, blending networks, sector focus, intermediated auctions, and proprietary opportunities, with an emphasis on developing an edge in access and insight. Due diligence is presented as more than validation, focusing on commercial drivers, competitive dynamics, operational maturity, and management capability, alongside financial and legal work streams. The governance and ownership period is treated as the core of private equity, where performance measurement, incentive design, and board processes translate plans into outcomes. Exit planning is integrated early, not as an afterthought, by identifying likely buyers, public market readiness, and the operational milestones that increase attractiveness and valuation. The topic also underscores that private equity returns are shaped by timing and market conditions, so prudent managers build optionality through multiple exit routes and robust reporting. By connecting these pieces into a coherent system, the book helps readers see how success depends on consistency across the lifecycle, not just a strong entry thesis or favorable market cycle. In conclusion, this book is best suited for MBA and finance students, consultants, entrepreneurs considering PE or VC funding, and professionals moving into private markets roles, such as investing, corporate development, or value creation. It also fits executives of potential portfolio companies who want to understand how private equity owners think, what they will measure, and how governance will change after an investment. The primary benefit is practical clarity. Readers gain a structured view of how venture capital, minority investments, and buyouts differ in control rights, risk profiles, and transformation levers, yet follow a shared logic of active ownership and disciplined execution. That understanding can improve career decisions, negotiation readiness, and strategic planning, especially when weighing growth capital against control or when preparing a company for an investment process. Compared with many private equity books that focus narrowly on deal mechanics or sensational narratives, this title stands out by spanning multiple strategies and emphasizing transformation as the bridge between financial structures and real business outcomes. If you want a coherent framework that connects sourcing, diligence, governance, and exit to tangible value creation, this book offers strong reasons to buy and keep as a reference. If you would like to support Claudia Zeisberger, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.